This past week, much of the media was concerned with what appeared to be a tragedy, certainly within the world of pop culture, the death of Michael Jackson. From our perspective, both from a religious perspective and from a Jewish perspective, the death of Michael Jackson is not earth-shattering to us, certainly not impactful, and does not convey a tragedy from the perspective of Judaism. However, as I mentioned last week, the most tragic circumstances that we see from a religious perspective is when we do not learn from the experiences that are thrown our way during the course of our lifetime. When we learn from the mistakes around us, then it becomes beneficial. But if, God forbid, we don't learn from the circumstances, as irrelevant as they might seem, that surround us, it becomes tragic. And therefore, even something which does not seem to be connected to us, such as the death of Michael Jackson, can serve as a learning lesson to us from a religious perspective. This week's parsha, Parshat Balak, Balak commissions Bilam to curse Bnei Israel. And as we all know, Bilam is not successful. But let me share with you, from the source of Bilam, an evil person, a devious individual, someone who clearly is immersed and enthralled with impurity, and whose main mission is to undo and overcome God's strength, comes the most beautiful words, brachot, blessings, beautiful utterances from Bilam, which are so positive and so complimentary to Bnei Israel. Virtually no Navi in the history of the world uttered such beautiful brachot with regards to describing the characteristics and the attributes of Am Yisrael, be it that either they had them already or that they will have in the future. And it's interesting, I have to share with you a profound ha-mikdover by the Netziv Mivalashin. In one of the brachot descriptions that Bilam describes Bnei Israel, he says as follows, Hein am levadad yishkon ubagoyim lo yitchashav, which literally means Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Tet. Yes, they are a nation, levadad yishkon, that settles on its own, isolated, insular with regards to Bnei Israel, ubagoyim lo yitchashav, and it is not counted amongst the rest of the nations, the Gentilian nations that inhabit the earth. In other words, Bnei Israel are on their own. They're unique. They are exclusive. But the Netziv understands this particular description in a very deep and profound way. Says the Netziv, Heinam levadad yishkom, they are a nation which isolates itself and live by themselves. Lo kederech kol uma velashon kishaolchim bagola, not like any other nation or any other vernacular when you go into the diaspora, umitarvim im amigalim ota masigim beze ahava v'chashivut kol echad beineihem yoter mishayu nifradim mehem. The natural inclination, the natural behavior of a nation which finds itself cast into a foreign culture is to adapt itself to that culture in order to be accepted, in order to demonstrate that it has what to contribute, and to be perceived in a positive light. That is not Am Yisrael. Avalo kein Am Yisrael. Kishehu levadad, hein am levadad yishkon. Levadad coming from the word bodid, separate, badad, by itself. When Am Yisrael remain isolationists, when they preserve their identity, ve'eino mitarev b'hem, says the Netziv, they do not mix and mingle with foreign cultures, yishkon b'mnucha u'b'kavod, says the Netziv, the ticket to our success as a nation is when we can indeed dwell in peace, with respect, so long and providing that we preserve our badad, we preserve our identity. Interestingly enough, Rabotai, even in modern Hebrew, bidud is the word for insulation in a person's house. We, B'nai Yisrael, says the Netziv, are only assured of success when we are insular. V'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz, all those simpletons who do not subscribe to God's law, they will see. Ki shem Hashem nikra alav ve'ein ish mitchare imo. God's divinity rests upon us, and there is no other nation that can possibly compete with us when we maintain identity. Ubagoyim, continues the Netziv when it says at the end of the Pasuk, Ubagoyim lo yitchashav, and amongst the nations we will not be considered or counted. What does this mean? Bagoyim, kashehu rotzeh liyot me'urav imam. But if Chalila B'nai Yisrael want to mix and mingle and influence the Jewish people with foreign culture, with a gentilian attitude, philosophy, lo yitchashev, that is when we no longer count. Eino nechshav be'einam litchashev klal le'adam. Says the Netziv, not only from our perspective will we not count, so to speak, in the eyes of God, but even the goyim, even the foreign nations, lose respect and reverence towards us. When they see that we are willing to compromise and that we desire adapting and embracing a foreign culture, they look at us like we're strange. They cannot comprehend. Even goyim in this world recognize and understand the great and wondrous opportunity to be able to call oneself a Jew. What a remarkable ability that is. And therefore, when we shun it, when we reject it for a foreign culture, that itself is foreign to the goyim. Says the Netziv, Kedeita b'Sanhedrin, and it is confirmed in the Gemara Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Alif. Ani amarti v'yishkon Yisrael betach badad ein Yaakov. Achshav echa yashva badad. In a few weeks' time, we'll read the Megillah Echa on Tisha B'Av, which opens with the words Echa yashva badad. How can my people, B'nai Yisrael, sit on their lonesome by themselves? Now obviously the Navi Yirmiyahu is referring to the fact that we're by ourselves without our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Why is that? Says the Netziv, Perush Ritzoniya Shiyu Badad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just expressing the circumstances as a result of our rejection of God, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Megillah Echa Yashva Badad is expressing His preference. I want B'nai Yisrael to be Badad, to sit by themselves, not to be in exile, but to sit by themselves for the sake of preserving their identity, their uniqueness, that which makes them special. spirituality, Yirat Hashem, Torat Hashem. Those are the attributes that they have to embrace, because that's what differentiates them. That's what gives them bidud, insulation, to remain insular and different, apart from the rest of the world. Shelo yitarvu im umot ha'olam, az yihiyu betach. The more that we avoid mixing and collaborating with the rest of the world and foreign cultures, that is indeed when we will experience the most profound security. Achshav shetshukata maita lashvot im umot ha'olam. Now the Navi Yirmiyahu, describing the destruction of the temple, when Bnei Yisrael attempt to be like everyone else, Na'asu badad, they will be or remain by themselves, but not the correct badad. They'll be in exile. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to remain badad, to remain by ourselves for the sake of preserving our identity. Not as a punishment, but for the sake of preservation, for the sake of eternity. How profound, how deep and important are the statements of the HaMikdavar, the Netziv Mivalazhin. Unfortunately, Jewish history has proven to us a number of times that when we attempt to secularize ourselves, when we attempt to embrace materialism as opposed to spirituality, that is the path to destruction. What we learn from a person like Michael Jackson is, no matter how much a person has, how much money a person makes, money can't buy you love. Money is not what assures a person's success. It's not what gives him longevity, and it certainly does not instill feelings of ultimate happiness. Chazal say, Eizehu Ashir, who is a rich person? Hasameach Bechelko, someone who is happy, someone who is satisfied with his portion. That is the greatness of a Jew. We do not subscribe to decadence, as opposed to a person like Michael Jackson. Anu Ratzim Vehein Ratzim. He pursued all of the materialism in this world, the mountains of millions of dollars that he had. And in the end of the day, he was the most depressed person perceived in the media. The Jew says that we are different. And as long as we maintain being different, that is when we maintain ourselves as a nation, and when we identify with what makes us special, Torat Hashem, our spirituality. Only by subscribing to be in Hein Am Levadad Yishkon, when we dwell, by maintaining and preserving our identity, then we're Zoche to establish more of what makes us special. The other bracha of Bilam, where he states, Matovu Oalecha Yaakov Mishkenotecha Yisrael. The Oel of Yaakov is Ohala Shel Torah, the tent, the meeting place of Torah, of the wisdom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us with, and ultimately will appreciate Mishkenotecha Yisrael, the Mishkan, the tabernacle that allows us to give ourselves in full servitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Mishkan will reveal itself through our preserving our identity, and will be zochet to witness as well the Mikdash. Bimheira b'yameinu, amen. Shabbat shalom.